Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Masechel Shabbos, Perakid Aleph, Mishnah Vav, and Perakid Beis, Mishnah Aleph. And today's Mishnahs are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Mars, Miriam, Sarah, Basav, Yaakov, Maisha, Har, Nishama, Shana, Heaven, Aliyah. And Mishnah Vav tells us, Hazarek v'niskar l'achashiyat stam yaday. A person threw something, but then he remembered that he wasn't allowed to do so after it already left his hand. Kilata acher, or he threw something and someone else caught it. Kilata kelev, or he threw something and a dog caught it. Ashenisrafa, or it got burnt up mid-air. Pater, he's pater in all these scenarios. And we're going to see at the end of the Mishnah why he's pater. Let's say Zarek Lasses Chabura, he threw something at somebody or something, and he wanted to wound them. He wanted to make a Chabura on them. Bein ba'adam, bein ba'behema, whether he threw it at a person or an animal. V'nizkar atshaloy nasses Chabura. But he remembered that he wasn't allowed to do so on Shabbos before that Chabura, before that wound happened. Pater, he's pater. Henze aklal, this is the rule. Kol chayav echatois, anyone that might be chayav echatos for doing something wrong, they're not chayiv until the beginning and end of their act was b'shaygeg. But chilas and shkaga, v'sayfan zadayin, chilas and zadayin, v'sayfan shkaga, the beginning was shaygeg, but the end was on purpose, or the beginning was on purpose, the end was a shaygeg, patur and their potter. Achtet chilasan v'sayfan shkaga, the beginning and end has to be b'shaygeg. So now that we know this, let's go back to the beginning of the Mishnah. We know that in order for someone to be chayiv in haitza, they have to do both the akira and the hanacha. They have to lift the object and put it down. Now, the beginning of the Mishnah, he threw it, meaning he did the akira b'shaygeg. But then by the time the Hanukkah happened, by the time it landed, it was bemezid. He realized that it was Shabbos. Or he was the one that threw it, but someone else did the Hanukkah. Someone else caught it, or a dog caught it, or it got burnt up midair. So in all these situations, he only did half of the malacha in a way that he would be chayiv. So therefore, he's not chayiv for it. And moving on to Perakid Beis Mishnah Aleph, talking about yet another one of the 39 malachas. Habayna kama yivne vihei chayiv. Someone that builds something on Shabbos, how much does he have to build in order to be chayiv? Does he have to build a house? Does he have to build a boat? How much would he be chayiv for building? So habayna kol shehu, the Mishnah says. Someone who builds even the tiniest amount, he would be chayiv for that. Moving on to another malacha called makeh bepatish v'hamisates. Someone who chisels or shapes a stone. That means he's finishing off the stone. V'hamakeh bepatish, or someone strikes a stone with a hammer, with a matzad, or with a small axe, and he knocks that stone off from where it currently is in the ground. Hakodeach kol shehu, or if a person makes a small hole, chayiv, he'd be chayiv for that. And now the Mishnah explains why this is so. Zeh haklal, this is the rule. Kol oisa malacha umalachta miskayem is b'Shabbos. Someone that does a malacha on Shabbos, and that malacha that he did will be miskayem. It will last. It was a 100% complete malacha. For example, making a small hole. He took a drill and he made a hole in his wall on Shabbos. And that hole in the wall is a perfect hole. It doesn't need any fixing up after Shabbos. It fits a screw perfectly. It fits a little wooden peg perfectly. Nothing else needs to be done to it. That's what the meaning of miskayem is. So chayiv, he's chayiv for doing so. Now here we have a halacha that we do not paskin like. Reb Shimon ben Gamliel says, Av hamaka bekurnus, al hasadon, b'shas malacha, chayiv. Even if someone strikes his hammer on the anvil in the middle of working, he's going to be chayiv. B'bnei shukim atakin malacha, it's because it's like he's improving his work. So let's understand what we just said. A cornice is a large hammer that's used for making things out of metal. A sadin is an anvil, which is a very large iron block in which one makes metal things on it. You have this large iron block, a piece of metal, this large hammer, and you bang and smash away on this piece of metal until you come out with the shape that you want. So what they would do is they would smash this piece of metal that they were trying to shape a few times, and then every once in a while, they would take their hammer and hit it on the anvil, on this big iron block. And that kept this big heavy iron flat and in a good shape and ensured that it didn't get misshapen. So Rav Shimon Gamliel says, since by smashing his hammer onto the anvil, he's keeping the hammer flat and in good shape, that itself is something he would be chayav for. But the Tanakhama argues with him, and we don't paskin like Rav Shimon Gamliel. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Beis and Gimel. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.